Hello again, and welcome back to Leadership Experience. Today we will go through the chapter 6, which is showing us courage and moral leadership. We already talked about many different topics, and let's see how this courage and moral can help in being better leaders. Learning objectives: combine a rational approach to leadership with a concern for people and ethics. Did you remember the 4 questions about ethic leadership we explore in chapters 12? Maybe. Go back and see and check. Understand how leaders set the ethical tone in organizations and recognize the distinction between ethical and unethical leadership. Recognize your own stage of moral development and ways to accelerate your moral maturation. Know and use mechanisms that enhance an ethical organizational culture. Because this is the point. Sometimes leaders are courage, they have high level of morality, but they are inside an organizational culture that maybe has to be shifted and changed to ethical. Apply the principles of stewardship and servant leadership. Recognize courage in others and unlock your own potential to live and act courageously. Ethical climate in business. Leaders face pressures that challenge their ability to do the right thing. So they often find obstacles on their path, and like personal weakness and self-interest. So they are pressurized, and they have to cut costs and increase profits, and how to do it. Meet the demands of vendors or business partners and look successful, so a high pressure level. Please shareholders. And they have to act as positive role models with signal what matters by their behavior, focus on employees, customers, and the greater good. Not pay attention to gaining benefits themselves. Honest with employees, partners, customers, vendors, and shareholders. Strive for fairness and honor agreements. Share the credit for successes and accept the blame when things go wrong. Speak up against acts they believe are wrong. So, how to do? How to act like a moral leader in such a climate environment? Recognize and adhere to ethical values. Acknowledge the importance of human meaning, quality, and higher purpose. Encourage others to develop and use moral values and adhere to ethical standards of conduct. To be a great leader, we have to give the example to other people. Daft in this exhibit 6.2 designed 10 points which can help us to be a moral leader. Let's go through them together. Articulate and uphold high moral principles. Focus on what is right for the organization as well as all the people involved. So, people, well-being of the people, people prosperity, and also the organization, so profit, okay? Both. Set the example you want others to live by. Be honest with yourself and others. Drive out fear and eliminate undiscussables. Establish and communicate ethics policies. Develop a backbone, okay? Show zero tolerance for ethical violations. Reward ethical conduct. So also here the theme of the rewards is coming back to us. Treat everyone with fairness, dignity, and respect. Do you remember I told you in some previous chapters, trust, respect, and commitment, 3 pillars of leadership according to me. Here we have. So respect from the lowest to the highest level of the organization. And then do the right thing in both your private and professional life, even if no one is looking. Remember these 10 points. Becoming a moral leader and having a moral leadership approach means distinguishing right from wrong and doing right, mainly. Seeking the just, honest, and good in the practice of leadership. Internal characteristic that influences a leader's capacity to make moral choices is the individual's level of moral development. And here, three different levels of personal moral development. So, pre-conventional, conventional, and post-conventional. This is based on Lawrence Kohlberg moral stages and moralization, the cognitive development approach. But let's explore the servant leadership, because when the moral leadership reaches such a high level, leader transcends self-interest and serve the needs of others, help others to grow, provide opportunities for others to gain materially and emotionally. Types: authoritarian management, participative management, and stewardship. These are three different types to manage these situations. And this is the exhibit showing you the changing leader focus from self to others. It's like what we discussed in some previous chapters about shifting from an ego-centered vision, okay, self-interested, to a eco-centered vision, so the vision of the community, the world vision in a holistic way. And you have here the four stages. Stage 1, control. Stage 2, participation. Stage 3, empowerment. And stage 4, service. So the more we are on stage 1, the more the control centered in the leader. The more we go to the stage 4, the more the control centered in the follower. Authoritarian management, I will skip very fast. Participative management, I will go through it very fast. Stewardship. Stewardship is a belief that leaders are deeply accountable to others as well as to the organization. Without trying to control others, define meaning and purpose for others, or take care of others. So, to wrap up this concept, we can say that leaders has to take care, so to be guardians, to take care, to be curators of their resources, their human capital, I would add. Principles of stewardship. Adopt a partnership mindset. Give decision-making power and the authority to act to those closest to the work and the customer. Tie rewards to contributions rather than formal positions. Expect core work team to build the organization. So remember these four principles for stewardship. But coming back to servant leader, so who is the servant leader? And above all, what does a servant leader? He puts, or she puts, service before self-interest. Listens first to affirm others. Inspires trust by being trustworthy. Nourishes others and helps them become whole. But these leaders, men and women, they have to have a big and strong courage in doing all this action. So, mental and moral strength to engage in persevere truth and withstand danger, difficulty, or fear. This is the courage. Accepting responsibility, you remember, is this big pillar also. Nonconformity, pushing beyond the comfort zone. Courage means asking for what you want and saying what you think. With love and not fear. And so Daft then will explain all this courage point by point, And how does courage apply to moral leadership? So applying courage to be unconventional and do what is right. Step up and take responsibility. Balance profit with people and self-interest with service. Control with stewardship. Act like a moral leader. Whistleblowing. Employee disclosure of illegal, immoral, or unethical practices in the organization. Finding personal courage, to wrap up, means believe in a higher purpose, draw strength from others, harness frustration and anger, and take small steps for the good of others and the community you are leading. Thank you for listening. See you in next chapter.